With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
At 11 months, Jacob Bowman's formula is still a big part of his diet.
He has a very specific brand new Tramadol that he has to have due to allergy and intolerance issues.
And lately, Jacob's mom, Shauna, says she hasn't been able to find it at the store.
We have been having to look pretty heavily for it, I would say, for the last 4 or 5 months. But this last month, it's just become impossible to find.
Oh, you had a little baby in the background?
Oh.
Nutrimogen is one of those formulas. I remember my nephew was super colicky and finally realized that he had a lot of reflux.
Mm-hmm.
When I think it was Nutrimogen that my sister put him on, and it was like a magic trick. And it's what you need. And I mean, that was like little baby stuff. We're talking just weeks old at the time. So the formula shortage certainly is something that is affecting people. I had several people messaging me or tweeting yesterday after the show saying, you know, what can we do? How can we help? And I even said last night that I'm hesitant to talk about it too much because I don't want to create a panic where people start panic buying, because it really is right now. You need to spread out the resources so that the people who need it can have it. And, you know, I feel like for me, my goal is to, my Molly is 11 months old. That Nebraska mom on that clip, she said 11 months old. Formula is still a huge part of that baby's life. And it's going to switch over to dairy, to cow's milk at a year for my baby. But that's not necessarily the case for every baby. So I feel for my household, I'm trying to make sure that I have one that's open and one in reserve. And then my nanny takes care of her all week. So we always would buy, you know, we buy her own diapers and send formula that way so that we don't like, oh no, we forgot to include the formula in the diaper bag. So I'm trying to have the one that she's using and a backup one there, and the one we're using and a backup one here. And I'm hoping that that is enough to get her to that year point. She goes through a can a week. And last night somebody tweeted out one that they saw at Walmart in, I think it was Highland, Illinois. And it wasn't the specific kind that my daughter uses, but it was $45 a can. We got
$45 a can?
Yeah.
Is that normal?
I don't know if it's normal for that kind, because if it's a more specialized kind, they become more expensive. I used to buy one that was, I looked it up. I looked up the picture on Walmart, because like I said, we buy the generic Enfamil. It's the yellow can and it's the generic Enfamil. So it's just the generic yellow can at Walmart. And I think with my son, who's my firstborn, I was like, oh, we're only buying name brand. That changed. So
do you think there's a difference, the off topic, do you think there's a difference between name brand diapers and generic diapers?
I know lots of people who use generic diapers. We've always just used Loves, and Loves is made by Procter & Gamble, which makes Pampers. So it's all from the same company. So we did live and learn and get Loves, and that was pretty easy pretty quickly. So I'm looking right now on the Walmart website, the 22.2-ounce canister of formula, and I'm trying to see here if it says how many bottles it makes on the front, because this was a screenshot I took earlier. 22.2 ounces. That's like the weight of, it's not like ounces of liquid. On the Walmart website, that was $13.98. Today, I got the same size generic at Walgreens, which is Well Beginnings. Walmart is Parents' Choice. Walgreens is Well Beginnings. A 22.2 ounce weight of canister of formula.
Mm-hmm.
It was $24. It was $13.98 at Walmart. At Walgreens, generic, same weight, $24.
Wow.
And you know what? They could charge anything, and moms and dads would pay for it. So I don't know if that was a situation where...
I've seen posts on Facebook from moms that are saying, I will pay, if someone finds this for me, I will pay you extra money for finding it. I will drive wherever you are to get it. That is so sad. And a new mother already has enough on her plate.
Mm-hmm.
It's to scary. Worry about not having food for your newborn baby, that's probably one of the scariest things that could happen.
And this is in the context of, you know, I think about when we had my son, he's 12 and a half years old now. So he was born in 2009. And my husband and I, we were so poor. Like, we were poor in the context that we had people around us that would help us if we need it. But we were working our tails off, and we didn't have anything. And we weren't, our parents would have provided anything if it was a true need, but they were not like, here, take this, here, take that, because we were grownups and we needed to learn that on our own. And he and I were married what year were we married? I was 23. I guess he was 24. And so we were young. We had our son when I was 25 and a half or so. So almost, I was working on being 26. And we just didn't have anything. And I think that is a very, very common story. I think a lot of people are like, oh, we want to wait to have kids till we can afford them.
That'll never happen.
Yeah, about that. I mean, they're expensive. You reallocate your resources. You do what you need to do. I've told the story on the air before about the house that we moved into in Hamel, Illinois. Tiny little town. My grandparents lived there, so we could literally walk to my grandma and grandpa's house. And it was just, I just love the little town of Hamel, Illinois. Warden, Illinois is a lot like that as well. And the house that we bought when we got married, I had a job. We graduated in the summer of 2006, and the economy just went to crap right after that. We got married in the fall of 2007. We didn't live together before we got married. So we bought a house and got married in the fall of 2007. Prices on homes were way up high. And we knew, I remember specifically the bankers being like, you could afford like a $175,000, $200,000 home. And we're like, with what money? We don't have any money. We had good credit. We had good reputations monetarily speaking, but I was making like maybe $7 an hour. And he was still trying to find a job because it was very difficult to find jobs at that time. And we bought a home from an estate that took us 3 months to even make it livable. And after we bought this home, and I think we closed at the end of July, we moved in a few days before Halloween. We had a party with our friends who had helped us so much scrub the floors and stuff. The house had like 50 plus cats in it at one time before we bought it.
Wow.
Literally, this is why we could afford to live there, because it was in an unlivable, beautiful home, needed a lot of love. And, you know, you care for the you care about the person who was there before. And you know, I had the situation. It was what it was. We brought the house back to life over the course of years of being there with basically no money and a lot of time and effort and good friends that would come over and help. I think we probably lived in that house for 2 years without baseboards in the house because we had to pull all of the baseboards out because they had the cat stuff stench in it. We had to pull all the baseboards out and we could not afford. We had to like pay our electric bill or have nice, pretty baseboards in the house. We couldn't afford it. So we just didn't have baseboards. At that point in your life, you get to the point where you welcome a baby in for the first time and you're working. You know, I did breastfeed Charlie for the first 3 months. But after that, it got very difficult at work to make all of that go together. And I wasn't able to feed him by myself. Halfway through, I was definitely supplementing a lot just because my body didn't do it. To think about paying $14 for a can of formula and then having there be a shortage and then having to pay $24 for it to go up, I know what that is. I know what that is like. It is scary because you know you don't have a choice. You know you have to do what you have to do, and you are willing to do it, but it is a terrifying, frightening time. Jen Psaki was asked about this formula shortage.
Well, let me first say, as you know, but the FDA issued a recall to ensure that they are meeting their obligation to protect the health of Americans, including babies, who, of course, were receiving or taking this formula, and ensure safe products are available. That's their job. Ensuring the availability of these products is also a priority for the FDA, and they're working around the clock to address any possible shortage.
So they're addressing it and they're getting to it. And I don't care on any Democrat, Republican, partisan line whatsoever. Fix this problem and fix it yesterday. Do it now. Figure it out. Clear the runway for, and I'm not talking about for me, because as I was saying yesterday, I called my pediatrician and I said, formula shortage. I'm trying to wonder myself if I should just stop buying formula and put my baby on cow's milk because she's that close to it, so that somebody who has a four-week-old baby can have that can of formula instead of me. And they said, if you can't get formula, it's okay to go to cow's milk and supplement with a vitamin. So I am not in a position where I am absolutely terrified for my own daughter, but I am thinking about these moms who are Republicans and Democrats, but they are mothers way, 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 way before they're any type of political thing. Somebody solve this problem. And don't screw around and make sure that there is no baby that doesn't get what they need. I mean, this is certainly a situation where, you know, women, infants, and children, I think, is that what WIC stands for? That this is something that is paid for by, that is part of the WIC system to make sure that no child does have to be hungry. They are provided with the funds if you qualify for it to make sure that baby is fed, and they are limited also in their ability to buy a whole bunch at one time. They kind of get a trickle of, you can buy this at this amount of time. I don't know how the program works 100%, but I do know I was reading reports about that limit. So if you go and you buy one and it starts to get low, you got to make sure that you have the ability to access the funds again to pay for that food, to feed your baby. It's just a really, really scary time. My advice to you, and people were asking me this yesterday after the show, they're like, what can we do? How can we help? Should we buy formula and donate it? I don't want anybody to purchase any formula that they don't need or they don't know is going to go immediately to someone that they need. But if you have a family member who is using formula, and this isn't just babies. This is, I have friends who have children who are special needs kiddos, and they have formula that they can, that's the only way that their child eats. And their child is, I think, going to be six years old. It's the only way that they can eat. And they put it out there for folks. Like, we can't access this. And they got a lot of support to make sure that child will be fed. If you know somebody in your circle who is formula feeding their kiddo, I think if you want to truly help, reach out to those people, ask them what their situation is, and ask them if they need help, and you can keep your eyes out for them. But don't buy a can of formula that you're not going to go put in a place that's immediately going to get put to use. We can't do the toilet paper thing where, which is it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. But we can't do the toilet paper thing where people are hoarding formula for their baby and they have like 3 months supply and other babies are going without. This is just going to have to be like, I'm not waiting on the government to solve this. We're going to have to work on this ourselves. But it absolutely 100% is a real problem and it needs to be addressed. You had a gas situation. You guys went to fill up your tanks yesterday?
Yes. Mr. Wonderful and I both filled up our tanks. He went with me, but I didn't go with him. He drives a truck and he went to Costco to fill up gas.
Is it a diesel truck?
No.
Okay.
Thankfully, he did not buy that right now.
That's why Hannah's on the show today. She needs a lot of extra hours.
Yes, I do. But he went to fill up at Costco because usually Costco has cheaper gas. Was not much cheaper.
Yeah.
It cost him $75 to fill up and his tank was not even empty.
I was going to... Oh, really?
No.
Did he get to fill it up, though?
He filled it up, yes,
sometimes
all the way.
Sometimes pumps will say, like, there's an $80 limit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or something like that. They'll cut you off. So it's like, if you've got a big old truck and a big old tank, if it was empty, some places will say, yep, $80, that's all you get.
Well, that might be cutting off a lot of people. And then him and I went last night to fill up my little tiny Chevy Cruze. Most I've ever paid for gas, ever, $52 to fill up my teeny tiny car, and my tank wasn't even empty either.
That's crazy.
I've never paid that much, and I live in Missouri, so I know you're probably like, haha, those prices are what I usually see, but that hurt. That was awful.
It's $4.15 at the gas station down here that I always fill up before I get on to the Stan Musial Bridge. It's $4.15, which it's been under $4 the majority of this time. And I went to fill up yesterday on the way home before I went to pick up the kids because I would have been able to get back to work tomorrow, but I just thought, I don't want to screw around with it. And it was $4.15. And yesterday was the first time in as long as I can remember where I was like, I'm not filling this whole thing up. I think I paid $30 or something like that. And I knew that it would buy me another couple days, but $4.15 at that gas station is super, super high.
I know.
And I thought, you know, I'm just going to put $30 in it and I'll see if in a couple days when I need gas again, if it goes down. I hope it doesn't go up.
I know. It's crazy. I've never paid that much ever. And I hope it goes down. Where I live, gas has not been above $4, but yesterday it was.
That's just crazy. All right. When we come back, Jake's going to come in here and get us up to date on some of the latest pop culture stories that are out there. I have no idea what they are going to be, but I'm sure they are going to be riveting and interesting. And if you want to see what Jake looks like, you can come on to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and say hi. We're going to ask him, too, about the Annie Fry YouTube poll at the end of the show when we give the results. And ladies and gentlemen, man, you're coming out in force on this. You need to make sure you get your vote in. Do you prefer it to be above 80 degrees or below 80 degrees? Real important stuff like that today on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat. We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of pop culture, Jake, so you DJ on Y98 and KZK?
Yes, 10 to 2 on Y98, 2 to 7 on KZK.
Is Madonna still on?
Oh, yeah.
KZK probably a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
Is there anything currently relevant from Madonna?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
Well, if anybody's aware of it, Jake.
If anybody's going to be aware of it, it'd be me, but no, I'm not aware of it.
Have you seen her lately?
Not lately. Not since 2019 when I got invited to her house for breakfast, but...
Weird. Okay, Wiggins.
That never happened. Someone's got to do it.
Yeah,
someone's got to do it.
She is looking rough. She looks not real. Like, Google it.
Oh, like Courtney Cox not real?
Courtney Cox seems like she kind of brought herself back.
Oh, did she?
I feel like Courtney Cox is... She went and got a ton of plastic surgery done, and then she's come out since then and been like, it was too much. And
That's what Madonna looks like now, huh?
Do you see her?
I'm looking at her.
It's unsettling.
Some of these look like they could be paintings.
It's not normal.
It doesn't look real.
And I know that it's like shocking to our whole audience that Madonna did something that's not normal.
But she's a famous musician, and we are not, so, you know.
She's saying, I think it was Imagine. I don't know. With some dude at her house, they sat down at the piano, and they were raising money for Ukraine.
I think I heard about that.
Part of me is going, you know what? You have a talent. I think Madonna is a talented singer. I think that she has destroyed our culture. Like, I would not at all be like, hey, kids, come here. Let's see what Madonna is doing. Nope. That's not happening.
So the thing with Ukraine, supposedly Madonna, it's her song Sorry, and it's used as anti-Ukraine war, I guess. It was previously used to protest barbaric events, like, I guess, in general. So
maybe she...
They're attributing this Sorry song to
I think
Ukraine
she
now.
Was singing a Beatles song also, so maybe it was like a mini concert
maybe.
That she did. But like when she was sitting there singing it, part of me is going, good for you for trying to raise funds to help people.
And then trying.
The other part of me is like, imagine, wink, wink, doing this and feeling like you're healing the world.
Yeah, like the, do you remember speaking of Imagine, the all the celebrities stringing together those little clips of them singing Imagine.
The dumbest thing ever.
The worst thing ever.
And did you see my boy, John Mayer?
Mm-hmm.
He recorded himself singing. Does Camila
Cabello.
Does she have a song called Imagine?
Possibly. It's not one of the big ones.
He shot a video of himself singing the wrong Imagine and being like, oh, they sent me this thing and put it out. But I mean, you just see these massive, we cover this on this. It's kind of the genesis of what we do here on the Annie Fry Show, 97.1 FM Talk, and Jake, what you're doing on Y98 and KZK, our sister stations here, which is trying to entertain people and get people through their day with some tunes that they like.
That's right.
So that they can push through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you like smash those two things together, and I'm like, just stop.
Yeah.
Just like this mashing up of celebrities in their lavish mansions where their maid servants and man servants are, you know, dangling grapes above their heads, and they're like, quarantine is so hard. It's like, shut up. send that manservant over to my house, and I'm going to make him babysit my kids, and I'm taking a nap.
It sounds good.
It's just ridiculous.
You know, for some people, it's all about the grapes dangling above their heads, and mm-hmm. for others, it's about the nap.
It's all about the nap.
To each their own.
If there's a manservant sent to my house, I will give him a broom, a mop, and a peace out. I'm going to take a nap. Yeah, that's a little bit about me. So you've got some pop culture stories, and I'm wondering how many of these stories I'm going to know the names in.
You know what? When we talked about this earlier, I made sure to highlight all the stuff that I think Annie would appreciate most.
I love that. Thank you. And make sure you guys join us on the live chat because Jake is in here sitting in the Wiggins seat. We're going to get him back in. Wiggins back in here soon. So stick around for that. But
it still smells like him, too.
That's a compliment.
So sorry.
It was. It's like strawberries and cream soda over here.
Candy.
Yeah.
Gummy
it
smells like bears. Sugar.
It smells like sugar. It
smells sweet.
Yeah. It smells like sugar and Wiggins.
Sweet like Wiggins.
Sweet like Wiggins.
That could be a song.
It could be.
Like, will you write it? You sing.
Yeah, I could.
Will you write
it? I already started writing it.
You can perform it here.
Okay. Give me a week.
I just need a verse and a chorus. That's
it. Give me like a week and some liquid courage and I'm in.
I can provide all those things.
So we were talking about celebrities and how rich and famous they are.
Yeah.
And turns out some of them not as rich as they would like to be. BuzzFeed put together a list of 15 times an actor either quit a project or was fired from a project because they asked for too much money.
Mm.
Like Suzanne Summers back in 1980 left Three's Company because they refused to pay her as much as John Ritter. And then Jenna Lee Harrison was eventually brought on to replace her. Robert Duvall was refused to return for the third Godfather movie because Al Pacino was making a lot more than him.
Robert Duvall, I love Robert Duvall.
I do too. He's great.
If I see Robert Duvall in a movie, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, Duvall later said that he would have been okay with it if Pacino was only making twice as much as him, but turns out Pacino was making three or four times more.
Confession, I've never seen The Godfather.
You've never seen any
Neither
of them?
Neither have I.
Do I need to?
Yeah. Confession. As I talk about movies all the time on my shows,
mm-hmm.
but I'm totally a poser because I've only seen the first Godfather.
Really?
Yeah. I heard the third one is not great. You can skip it. But the second one is arguably as good, if not better than
yeah,
the first.
Yeah, I feel like people actually talk about that series as if there's no like step down with them. Like,
yeah, maybe it's one big step down between the second and the third one. But the first two, fantastic.
Can you watch the first and the second and have a complete story?
Yeah, probably.
I'm like three or four episodes away from finishing Sopranos.
Oh,
I was
nice.
I want to start watching that.
We started watching it. We finished Game of Thrones. We started Game of Thrones and finished it when Molly was, like, right after Molly was born. So my maternity leave was Game of Thrones for the most. We did not ever watch any of it ever. So we got to stream it all on our own time.
Nice.
And it worked really well with a new baby because we'd put her down at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then we would go to our room, send the kids to bed, watch mm-hmm. Game of Thrones, and she would wake up at like midnight or 1 o'clock for a feeding. So we would just watch Game of Thrones until feeding.
Nice.
And then who are we kidding? We'd usually watch like two more.
Yeah.
That's a good system though.
It
you
works.
Always know what to expect when she starts crying in the middle of the night.
Yes.
It's fine. It just means you get to watch another episode.
Exactly. So we did that. And then when we finished Game of Thrones, we were like, I don't know, what's something else that everybody talks about that we haven't seen? Sopranos. Let's watch that.
Yeah.
Hey guys, did you know Sopranos is great?
Yeah, I've heard it's great. Another show I haven't watched.
It plays. I mean, it's very 90s mm-hmm. looking. I watched The West Wing way after it was done.
Yeah.
Super 90s. And like at first you're like, oh, it's so brown and baggy, which is in now. So actually maybe
I don't mind
current.
It. I like that 90s style of filmmaking.
Yeah.
I'm into it. And I was born in 96. So like Sopranos was a bit before my time. But like, you know, we got HBO Max now. I can watch it.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
It's great.
On.
Yeah, it's totally worth a watch. We've got like four episodes or something left. So maybe when we thought we only had one episode left and we just kind of pushed it off because we didn't want to finish it, I guess.
Yeah.
And then when we went, we're like, okay, let's just finish it. We're like, there's like 10 more episodes here that we just discovered. So we're trying to finish it. So I'm going to finish Sopranos and then I'm going to do Godfather 1 and Godfather 2.
Godfather 1 and 2 are good. Speaking of the 90s, you guys have seen Dirty Dancing, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, Hannah?
Like Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey, Dirty Dancing. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're getting a sequel.
No.
Yes, we are.
I won't allow it.
That's a bummer because it's happening. Jennifer Grey is coming back as Baby. She'll be reprising her role. Baby's dance partner, Johnny, is also going to be part of the story, but obviously Swayze can't do it. So the producers are in talks with his estate trying to figure out whatever it is they're going to do with that.
Do they replace him and pretend like he's...
They could. I feel like recasting would be like just the easiest thing to do. I mean, nobody would be offended by that, but I wonder if they're trying to do, like, some deepfake stuff.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Like, if they do, I bet you, like, Johnny, like, makes a small appearance. It's Swayze's face, and then he goes away.
So, they, if you know anything about Dirty Dancing and the movie, the way it was put together, Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze hated each other.
Yeah.
Because they were in some movie before that together.
I can't remember which one it was. Yeah.
But they were in a movie before that and it did not go well. And then they cast them together. So there's obviously a lot of contention between the two of them in Dirty Dancing, but that's like legit real contention. The other thing is, I think I watched Dirty Dancing over my maternity leave. It's where I got all of my stuff in. And I watched it sitting at home. I think Jared had the other kids out and I was home with the baby or something. I was like, I'll just watch Dirty Dancing. Haven't watched that in a long time. Like the unedited version that you stream somewhere instead of picking up on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't watch Dirty Dancing on TBS.
There are so many iconic things from that movie, but it is a terrible movie.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. The whole movie is about an abortion. Like, you don't, I did not know, I know. I didn't realize that when I saw it, like, from whence it came. But the idea is Patrick Swayze's dancing partner gets pregnant, not by Patrick Swayze, but it's kind of implied at first that it may kind of lead you down that road.
Huh.
And
doesn't it, like, take place at, like, a summer camp or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the Catskills or something? I don't know. Whatever.
Well, I actually got the name of it. Baby is going to be returning to the Catskills Resort. Catskills Resort, Kellermans. So this movie's going to take place.
You did pick stuff that I would know. Thank you. You had to go back to the 80s. Was this in the 80s?
Yes. So the original like took 88? Place in the early 60s, but this sequel for Dirty Dancing is going to be in the 90s. It's going to be a coming-of-age romance about a young woman, but Baby's own personal journey is going to intertwine with the newer story. So it's going to be like an original story.
So they're in it, but it's not about them.
It'll be intertwined. So it's going to be like an original story and then a whole bunch of nostalgia thrown in our faces.
I think it's a terrible idea.
I don't know if I want to watch it if it's about an abortion.
I think you should. I feel like everybody should watch Dirty Dancing, but the whole time I was watching it, I almost literally had my jaw drop. Like, this entire movie is centered around this Patrick Swayze's dance partner, who is not Baby, who gets pregnant, and Baby convinces her doctor father to go help her because the abortion did not go well and she needs medical attention, and Baby lies to her father, who's a doctor, about what's going on to help this. And it's like,
and then at some point Hungry Eyes plays and they dance and that's the only
soundtrack though.
Hungry Eyes is going to be making a return in the sequel too.
Good.
Yeah, just like Danger Zone coming back for the Top Gun thing.
Hungry Eyes sung by Patrick Swayze?
No, that's Eric Carmen.
Still the one?
No.
I
play this on KZK every single friggin' day, and I can't.
Don't admit that on the air.
I can't remember.
Just stall and
it's Eric Carmen. I was right.
Okay.
A couple more quick things. A baby was born during a Metallica concert on Saturday.
Whoa.
Coolest story ever, both for the mother
and. I wonder how many babies have been born and how many have been conceived.
Conceived, probably a lot higher than number born. Just one baby, this particular one. This was on Saturday. They were playing in Brazil. It was during their encore, so it was the last song of the night. 11:15 p.m. They were playing Enter Sandman, and this woman goes into labor.
Did they name it Sandman?
No, they thought about naming it James Ulrich, named after the singer and the drummer, the founding members, but decided to not do that. I don't actually have the baby's name.
Stayed for the encore. Wow.
Well, it's Metallica. Yeah, absolutely. Stay for the encore.
Is the information provided, was this woman 9 months pregnant at a Metallica concert?
Yeah.
Did she know?
Yeah, so she went into labor at the show. Medical personnel tried to get her out and get her to a hospital, but the baby was too far along.
You could be 35 weeks along and go into labor.
That is also true. So, I don't know where exactly she was, but she was definitely far enough along to give birth.
The baby's okay?
Baby's okay. She posted on her Instagram. I did not get a picture. I should have, though. The baby looks adorable. Looking fine.
Man.
And it's got the coolest story ever. I was born at a Metallica concert.
That sounds fake.
And then it's not. I found the Instagram, and everything on Instagram is true and not a lie at all. One last thing. Do you guys remember the nacho fries commercials? The Taco Bell ones?
Who was the actor who was in that?
Darren Criss was in it. They did a few, but they were all like feature film budget quality.
They really went in on this.
Yeah, and like the first 20 seconds of this Nacho Fry commercial, you think it's like a super awesome trailer for an action movie. No, it's Nacho Fries. And now Taco Bell is doing a musical. It is Mexican Pizza, the musical. It's a satirical musical about the harrowing story of all those who fought to bring the Mexican pizza back to the menu.
We need to tell Ryan Wiggins. We need to tell Mr. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And so it's going to be premiering on TikTok, which I think is appropriate for a Taco Bell musical.
I just with my husband? It was after the Heritage event that we were just at. And last week, and we didn't eat dinner that night because we got there early and we were trying to hustle home to get to our kids because my in-laws were watching them. We needed to get gas and
missed the turn to get on the highway.
Missed the turn. Yeah, Hannah was following me and she's like, did you guys miss the turn? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we were arguing and everything. But we stopped to get Taco Bell. And when we drove through, I was like, hey, do you guys have Mexican pizzas yet? And they're like, I don't remember. This date is not right. But they're like, it'll be returning May 27th or something like that. And I'm like, that's really
May
specific. 20th,
that would line up with May 26th when the musical premieres.
I think that but then maybe it is May 27th. Yep, but they literally gave the date.
Yep. And the best part is the stars of these of this musical. Two of the freedom fighters for the Mexican pizza will be played by Dolly Parton and Doja Cat.
What a variety.
And I sent Hannah
a Mexican pizza.
I sent
we
Hannah
got it
the,
up.
We got it up. Yeah, that is Dolly Parton's Instagram post announcing her participation. It's like a legit looking like playbill or script or something. Taco Bell also posted something taking it very seriously.
Who has a better gig in life than Dolly Parton? She is somebody who has flawlessly navigated stardom. Like she's untouchable.
Dolly Parton's the best.
She makes the best decisions.
She's great.
I love it.
She's great.
All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, the Annie Fry live chat poll on our YouTube channel. Do you prefer it to be above 80 degrees or below 80 degrees? Jake says he's got some feelings about this.
I do.
Deep feelings about it that he's going to get off his
chest.
Maybe
like kiddie pool deep, but I have opinions.
Fair enough. Deep for a poll like this. Let's get your feedback on the poll. Make sure you go and vote. If you just go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, we're live. You'll see it right there. And click vote in the poll, and we'll discuss that and the rest of the news when we come back. Don't go away.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So I'm looking. I can't wait to hear the weather report here from Dave Murray in a little bit. But it's my phone says it's 88 degrees outside. It says it feels like it's 99 degrees outside.
What?
When was the last time you were out with Hannah? When was the last time you were outside? This morning?
Yeah, about 11.
This morning when I got here, probably.
Okay. So this brings us, obviously, to the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll.
The question today is, do you prefer the temperature to be above or below 80 degrees? We have 134 votes. 67% of the people said below 80 degrees. Mm. And 33% of the people said above 80 degrees. Well, for those 33% of the people, you'll be happy today. Rest
this
of you,
whole week, even.
Yikes. We got some good comments here. John is from Vegas. He says, here in Vegas, 80 degrees is a cooling spell. We are 115 degrees plus in the sun with clear skies during summer months. Very dry heat, of course.
I was just going to say, if you are not from St. Louis, if you don't come back to a comment about 115 degrees in Vegas without talking about humidity.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a dry heat.
You got to bring in the humidity.
You have
man.
To, yeah, because that's where you earn your stripes.
Right.
That's where you were like, no, this is where I'm from. I have allergies basically 12 months a year, and I know about humidity. And I'll tell you what, as somebody who travels to Florida as my place, and it's super hot there, it's usually, literally, when I go on a summer vacation to Florida, it's usually hotter and more humid in St. Louis, Missouri
it's always
than
so much
it
worse.
Is in Central Florida.
You got to be built of something different to weather
yeah.
living in St. Louis, for sure.
Definitely.
That's
I like
great.
Seasons too much, people say.
I say that
we got
too.
All the seasons here.
Yeah, each week.
We've got every right.
yeah, each week. That's for sure. I like this comment from Gary. He says, 85 mostly sunny with an occasional cloud to cool you off is perfect pool weather. That's what I based my vote off today, was thinking about.
Gary?
Well, yes, Gary, of course. Thank
Gary,
you, Gary.
You have great influence on Hannah.
But also thinking about pool weather, lake weather, above 80, perfect. I can handle 80 the other times, just if I could sacrifice the lake.
So did you voted above 80. 80.
So I was but going against the grain.
But that sounds
here.
Super conditional, though. Like, above 80 if you have somewhere to swim.
I would...
That's what it sounds like
would
to me.
I would push for my vote to be completely above 80 for everything, as long, like, including the pool and the lake. Like, that's how much I care about pool and the lake weather. So that okay. I would.
That's like me saying, well, I would say below 80, but only if I have a blanket and a fireplace.
Right.
I voted the way I voted.
I voted.
You know what? And you are entitled to vote however you feel, 100%, however you're wrong. I'm kidding. I like the heat as much as the next guy, especially when you bring in the lake and the pool thing. Like, it's got to be warm for the right kind of vibe there. But, like, my thing is I don't like feeling gross when I stand outside. Like, if it gets too hot and you start to sweat a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't like to stand outside.
Well, sure.
when it's below 80.
Or well, yeah.
Well, when it's below 60.
I would much rather be a little bit chilly than be hot and, like, sweaty. You know what I mean?
Were
no.
you at and like the golf no. tournament Friday?
No, he was sitting in this.
No, I was here having a great time. My papers didn't blow away and I wasn't cold.
I think you might have changed your mind and said that you would have preferred the warmer weather.
Absolutely not.
She actually, we had
I just
had
told
a,
you why.
We had
I don't
a conversation
like feeling hot.
About the perfect temperature a few weeks ago or whatever, and you had said that you prefer it to be cooler
cool.
outside.
Yeah,
she
I
literally
changed my
said
mind.
To me while we were sitting out at Tamarack Golf Course. You know, a few weeks ago when we were talking about this, I've changed my mind. I'd rather be hot. And I am above 80 all the time. Like I've said, I think the perfect temperature is 86.
Yeah. When I say below 80, though, I mean, I want the weather to be hanging out in like 50, 60 degree weather.
What?
At the minimum. Like I don't want
to get the perfect temperature, Jake. What is it?
To me, 65.
Ooh, it's too cold.
Oh, I love it. Jeans and a hoodie. You're great. Because the thing about
no,
the cold is like you.
Shorts and a tank top, a little bit of sweat and a breeze.
Nah, here's my argument to that. If you get too cold, you can always throw on more layers. If you get too hot, there's not a lot you can do.
Not from where I'm from.
You can make it work.
Look, I'm not saying
I'm
you can't hack
country,
it, but I mean.
Like it that way. No, I just think, first of all, I think activities in the summertime when it's hot are always more fun than the activities when it's cold. Like, I do
sure.
not care to go sledding.
Sure,
I do not
then,
care to go sledding.
Then we're talking
swimming.
About bringing in activities into it. I think the question is just temperature.
Yeah, but ooh. You have reasons for voting the way you do.
That is true.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just right. trying to make it not too conditional.
So
trying to preserve the integrity of the argument.
I am above 80, Jake.
Below 80 for sure.
Hannah.
Above.
And the final results?
The final results of the poll, 33% of the people say they refer or prefer above 80, and 67% of the people
I think that,
prefer.
That means I win.
I was going to say, and I think that before, was it 33% when you reported, or did it go down?
No, it's the same.
Same. Okay. All right.
Hopefully cool. that's updated.
Well, we appreciate everybody being there on the live chat with us and pushing through this day. A great show. A reminder that our podcast is available on the Odyssey app. If you missed Jason Miller, the CEO of Getter, if you missed Jim Carafano, the go-to expert in national security and foreign policy, or Jay Ashcroft, the Missouri Secretary of State. It's all there on the Annie Fry Show podcast, ready for you to take a listen. And don't forget, you can listen to 97.1 FM Talk on the Odyssey app and rewind up to 24 hours in advance. So you can go back and listen to the whole show right now on that app. Or you can stay put right here and stream the Mark Cox Show coming up next on 97.1 FM Talk. And I
got that. Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.